It's been a long week for the Internet Phantom Boys. A long week it has been. So much disappointment, anxiety, depression, hammers.
God. Oh my god. Where?
Whoa, staple wait, guns.
What?
All types of shit. This is probably our worst week ever.
Yo, speak for yourself, dog!
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Phantom.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Phantom. Rated R.
Well, no. We're getting into your bullshit first, actually.
Oh, fuck. All right. What are we talking about?
All right. So I'm not even going to get into you about you drinking the peach schnapps right now. Like, I
Who
don't want it.
I was drinking peach schnapps. Grow up.
No, you were drinking peach schnapps.
No. Viewers, no. Correction. I was drinking strawberry Smirnoffs.
Same fucking difference. Okay.
Well, I currently have a Tall Boy White Claw mango.
Okay, but the mango is
Well, I'm drinking my sister's beers that were in the fridge. I gotta reimburse her before next week.
Oh God. let's talk about like your Kevin Dillon experience this past weekend and the first time you went to the bar and then the second time you went to the bar.
Oh man. Okay, all right, viewers, listeners. Well, I always call them fucking viewers.
They're the phantoms, the ghouls and goblins.
Our little ghouls. I want to tickle every single one of you. So we get to the bar. We have like an hour to kill before we have to go back to his crib to have his mom bring the children back over. His children, like not like random kids.
Yeah. Kevin Dillon, for everybody that doesn't know, Kevin Dillon is a great family man. I think he deserves Dad of the Year.
I would give him Dad of the Year.
I would.
If they said to me, you have to blow the Dad of the Year, I'd say, well, at least it'll be my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
He's there for his kids.
He is. That's facts. So we get there. We sit down. It's an outside bar. We're all 6 feet apart. All right. Cut me some fucking slack. I've been
wearing masks.
Yes.
Wearing masks. All that.
We get there. And I fell in love instantly with my waitress. Head over heels. She's talking to me. She's hanging around the table a lot. I'm thinking, she's tip flirting. You know what I mean? Why? Who wouldn't? Then I don't know how we got on the subject. Yeah. She asked, she's like, oh, do you need your bear? Do you want your bear cans? And I'm like, why the fuck would I want them? Like, what? And she's like, well, I don't know if you use them for something. I like to put plants in them. And I was like, I love you. I was like, oh my God. So she seemed so cute and just upbeat, quirky, fun. I'm in love with her. And so then she comes back. She's talking. She's a graphic designer also. But here's the twist. Here's the twist and turn like a pretzel.
She's a freelancer.
Yes. Freelancer's a cool wrestling name. But anyway, so she's telling me she's going to school, I think, in Denver. Possibly Colorado. It was either Denver or Detroit. She's going to one of those. Whoop, whoop. No, I would have remembered if it was Detroit. And she's leaving, dude, in like 3 days now. By the time this episode comes out, the love of my life is long gone.
And she found a huskier man in whatever city she's going to.
I'll be fucking, don't even say that. God forbid. She asked to see my work. I showed her my Instagram. She laughed at the name. She loves Henny Milk. She's like, oh, you know, good shit, blah, blah, blah. She's talking. She's complimenting me. I told her to follow me. I even wrote it down on the fucking receipt. But that was almost 4 days ago. Still no follow. So then I went back the next day and hoped she was there, and she was. And she looked at me once, and then that was it. And I got an ugly waitress. No offense, she was a good waitress, but still. And, man, now I'm just sad. And then I beefed with Jess earlier. So lit.
No, fuck that. You're, like, cutting shit out. No, talk about Kevin Dillon. Talk about the Kevin Dillon situation. What happened? You need to let the world know what the fuck is good.
Wait, about what? About us making beer? About playing with his gun? Or about him always getting angry when he drinks?
No, when he went to the bathroom at the bar.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
The other three is so that we got to get to. So keep that in mind.
The second time we went with his girl. And she's talking to me. She's like, yeah, I'm going to be your wing bitch, right? And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. So she's talking about, like, you know, oh, I'll say something to her, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, please don't. Then Kevin Dillon gets on the bandwagon. He's like, yeah, yo, I'll say something to her. And I'm like, no, that's stupid. But then it hit me. I'm like, wait, why wouldn't I just let them say something? She's leaving in like fucking 4 days. She said she had 1 week left when she went out the first day I went.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, wait, yeah, duh. Say whatever you fucking want to her. She'll either A, be interested, or B, not be interested, and then I'll never see her again for the rest of my life because she's leaving out of state. So I'm like, do whatever the fuck you want. So Kevin Dillon's like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll say something to her when I see her. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I started feeling like George from Seinfeld when he orders he starts doing the opposite of everything he normally does, and his life gets mad good. Looking back, that's a bad idea.
Live your life like Kramer, if anything.
Say the N-word on stage? No!
Wait, he did that?
What? Well, all right, there was no context. He was being heckled by this couple, and it turned into him ending up saying the N-word a couple times.
Oh, I cut that out. I didn't know that he had that. No, I'm
no, good. No, we're not going to get canceled for talking about someone possibly being racist. Fuck him. Dude, you know how much money he must have, dude, from Seinfeld? So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to go reverse. So that's what I did. I let Kevin Dillon do whatever he wants. He comes back to the table and he goes, yo, I says something to her. And I'm like, ah, what'd you say? Like a little excited, a little nervous. He goes, he looks at me and he goes, she didn't remember me.
Oh my God.
I was so fucking mad. But it's like, I wouldn't remember. Because if I was interested in a girl, I would probably remember her friend also. I don't know. I mean, she must see a lot of people, and Kevin Dillon literally just looks like a guy, just a normal man. He's just thumb guy.
He does look like a thumb. He really does. And then I woke up to a video from Henny Milk that had fucking, it's Phil Collins in the background. As soon as that drum hits, Kevin Dillon just pointing the blicky at my face.
Notice that? You notice how his finger went right to the trigger at that last drum?
Yeah, I was so scared.
Yeah, Logan got mad at us. He was like, that's not safe. And I'm like, there was no fucking clip in it. There was no fucking bullets, dog. And he's like, oh, I don't care. That's not safe. It's like, all right, coming from the kid who puts the fucking AR in the fucking bathroom.
I'm Logan. I put the AR in the bathroom.
He's going to be heated like the past 2 weeks. He's texted me going like, you guys roasted me on the podcast.
Third time is the charm.
We did ask the beautiful love of my life waitress about if we brewed our own beer, could we sell it at this bar? Because it's like a tiny new bar. It's new. It's very laid back and chill and cool. And
but my thing is that I'm not trusting an IPA that Kevin Dillon makes, because he's probably gonna use fucking like dirty socks as fucking like filters and shit.
Fuck you. No, Kevin Dillon. If Kevin Dillon loves two things, it's beer and guns. And on top of that, now I got more connects. Now I got the liquor store connection. So we asked homegirl and she was like, yeah, like we have like a contract, blah, 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 blah. Like we would sell your beer, blah, blah, blah. Then I'm thinking, man, I'm trying to give samples out at my new job now too over at. But yeah, so got a new job working at a liquor store, fancy little liquor store. I got to dress up. It's going to be so cute and fun.
What you got to dress up like? You got to wear like a suit and tie?
Bro, I got to wear like, well, it's not like, it's not a wedding.
Oh.
But I got to wear like slack. I got to wear dress shoes, like slacks and like a button down. And he's like, tie is optional. Like, fuck you. I'm not wearing a tie. I might. I'll wear a bow tie. I'll wear a bow tie as a joke.
You should wear a bow tie for every day you work.
I wore a bow tie to a funeral.
Oh my God.
Undone though. I wore it around my neck like a badass. It was actually because I was drunk and I couldn't tie it in the morning.
Whose funeral was it for?
One of my best friends.
Oh fuck. So when he passed, you didn't turn him to a pack. You didn't say you're smoking on Blase Blase.
I think that's why they didn't give me any of his ashes. I'm not even joking, like straight faced. Yeah, no, I was going to smoke my boy because we would joke about it. And then on top of that, the kicker, I didn't like his funeral. I don't think it would have been what he would have wanted.
Was it an open casket?
No. Wait, no. The wake was open.
Oh, fuck.
The funeral was closed, I believe.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I just feel like it wasn't what he would have wanted. Because we've talked about our funerals before. And I swear up and down. It's engraved in this podcast. If I ever die face tat, you need to make sure the people down here know. Young Thug needs to play. Only deep cuts.
Only deep cut Thug.
Yeah, like, I don't want to hear hot. With him and Gunna. That's not what I want played at my fucking funeral.
Oh, no. Hell no.
I want, like...
Hell no. We play a Barter 6, like, from track 1 to... I don't know how many tracks are on there, but...
Every single song except for the one with Jacques and Birdman.
I got you.
Those two songs. Constantly Hating and Amazing. Those two songs I don't want played.
Thief in the Night.
That's on Slime Season 2. Play that at my funeral. Not Barter 6. Slime Season 2. It's like, what, 20 songs?
Yeah.
I want it. I want Slime Season 2 played in full. Instead of open casket, I want to be slam dunking a basketball. Like at those Spanish funerals where they dress them up and prop them up.
No, I'm not letting that.
Dunking a ball. No. Stance like Jordan.
No, I'm going to keep it a stack with you. If you did some shit like that, I ain't coming. That shit scared me. I'm not going to lie. When I see the pictures of that shit going on, the kids like posted up in the chair eating Doritos.
Yeah, in the chair in the back, like in the corner of the room.
Yo, that shit make me feel so uncomfortable.
That's what I want.
That's one of the main reasons. Oh my God.
Stick stakes through my arms and legs?
Oh, fuck that. No.
So like I can be positioned like an action figure.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's bro. Yeah.
I'm talking to your sister and I'm talking to your mother and we cremating your shit and they're going to let me smoke you.
I would like that.
I would mix you with some D-Tech. That's what I would do. I would find D-Tech and smoke you with some D-Tech.
Oh, that would be the ultimate, like, homage. That would be the ultimate respect. Yeah, all right. So if I can't be treated like an action figure, I would like to be smoked. Slime Season 2 being played regardless.
Your mom has to smoke to D-Tech on your funeral day.
She would probably have a heart attack. No cap. She's, 50 fucking 2 now? She'd have a heart attack if she smoked D-Tech.
Yo, how the fuck are you older than me by so much and your mom is younger than my dad?
My mom had me at 24.
Oh, shit.
She had my sister at 19.
Damn.
That's what you did back in the day. You had sex.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Mama Milk gonna have to smoke
some D-Tech. Mama Milk! Oh, no!
She gonna have to smoke some D-Tech at your funeral, my boy.
Dude, Kevin Dillon and I were looking for D-Tech to buy again online, and it's, like, impossible to find.
Yeah, we gonna find some. We gonna make our own blend of it.
I read a thread where, like, this dude smoked D-Tech, and he couldn't stop puking, and he thought his friend was, like, in the army when he would look at him. And he thought like his other friend was like the master of the door and he couldn't get through. And it was fucking crazy, dude. I don't remember. I remember maybe 3 experiences smoking D-Tech, and I know I've smoked it at least 30 times. Yo, that definitely fucking ruined my brain.
Yeah, it definitely did. But you know what like smoking D-Tech kind of like reminds me of though?
It reminds me of Salvia.
Well that, but I was gonna say, what's this movie called? Hold up. You ever seen Labyrinth?
Yo, Labyrinth is one of my favorite fucking films, dude.
Okay, because I watched that for the first time last night.
You never seen it?
Nah. I was really, like, tweaked out over it, though.
Bro, imagine watching that shit when you're 4. Yeah, it's gotta be why I'm like this. No cap. That movie's fucked.
Yeah, bro, but that's what I imagine you see on D-Tech.
It's kind of like that. But you feel it in your bones. Imagine that film inside of you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was really like...
And you were fucked up too, right?
Yeah, I was beyond fucked up. And it was like, I was so confused. Because like the selection of shit that we watched last night went in a weird order.
Oh yeah, she'd be putting the films on, right?
No. We were at Nima's house.
Oh yeah. Y'all be having weird selections. Last time we talked... They put on Twilight.
Oh, no, we haven't talked since we watched John Tucker Must Die.
That's a fire movie.
It is. Not a movie, it's a film, motherfucker.
Well, I didn't want to, what's that word? I can't think of the word when it's like the same letter, two words beginning with the same letter. Not vernacular. Phonetic? No.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to know what that's called.
But yeah, that's why I chose the word movie, because I don't like fire film. That just sounds stupid.
Yeah, okay, I feel you. All right, so boom. It started off with the fucking the loving love from the Spectrum.
And Love on the Spectrum, listeners. Yeah, you gotta watch Love on the Spectrum on Netflix. God damn it,
bro! I have never actually gotten emotional watching a show before.
Oh, I was laughing the whole time. I'm sorry.
No disrespect. I was laughing too, but like then I got like real sad because I'm like, yo, you see these motherfuckers getting declined by their own people.
That's actually, I didn't think of it like that. That's real. Wow. Well, all right. I think I understand why. And hear me out.
But no, but it's like so sad seeing like motherfuckers' reactions to like getting dubbed. And it's like, they don't understand that they just got dubbed.
I think I might have asked this on the, I might have asked this already on the podcast. Would you take the L of being autistic to be mad smart?
I mean, if I'm turning out like dude that was into dinosaurs.
I thought he was the most normal one.
I did too. I thought he was the most normal one.
He looked like Tom Brady. So, yeah, man. Like, if you care about someone, if you be calling them up crying, I wish things were different while in your boyfriend's fucking parlor. Yeah, you can make time for someone.
Parlor.
Yeah, in their living room, calling them up. Oh, I wish things were different.
Shit. Hey, hey.
It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit at this point. I've been fucking played like a fucking fiddle.
Like a fucking fiddle.
So then this morning, I don't know what I said. I forgot. I was just mean. Not mean, but I was fed up. I was angry. I wasn't like mean.
Which you got the right to be, man. She dogging your shit.
Oh, I know. And so I just told her, I told her this straight up. I was like, yeah, like, yo, you like, that's the difference between us. Like, if I'm about to start a second job, but I know damn well, I would still try my hardest to fucking make time for you. It comes down to not wanting to make time. But she swears it's not that. But no, it is. So whatever. See, I drank. I'm getting way too fucking into it. I'm going to have to cut a bunch of this.
All right. Well, the segue topics. What kind of music have you been listening to this week?
It's a good question. Sad music.
I've been on the Sean Kingston wave.
No. Wait, you have?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, whew. Nah, I've been Chica. Been listening to some Chica.
I've been listening to Baby Smooth.
Yeah, I still haven't. I got to listen to him later.
Baby Smooth, Rio de Young OG, Icewear Vezo.
I've been watching a lot of Supermarket Sweep.
Interesting.
Yo, it's intense. I got faded and watched it. It don't make any sense. It's fucking crazy.
We need like to be at like a Barstool level one day, like how they got their own like fucking platform like that.
I would perform live. Oh, they meant like at a bar on a stool.
No, motherfucker, like the network.
That thing is huge because they just steal content. I'm not stealing content.
We don't gotta steal no content. We make our own.
But that's how they got so big.
Yeah, but we can get bigger by not stealing content.
I hope so. I believe in us.
I do too.
Speaking of which, Internet Phantoms Podcast beer coming soon.
IPA, bitch.
We are drinking sours.
Smoothie beers.
I've had some. I'll try smoothie beers. I'll make smoothie beers, dude. But we got some ideas. We got some ideas written down over here.
Let me tell you about my man today, actually.
Yeah, what up with that? I'm cereal milk now?
Yo, son. So I had to go get some weed.
Fuck. Earlier. Kid wants to be on the podcast. Don't know my name. That's this like me calling you Foot Tat.
Shout out to Weed Man. He wants to go by the name.
No, not yet.
No. He wants to go by the name Weed of Hector.
No, I'll shout out Hector when he knows my fucking name.
No, he knows your name now, so boom. So we're on the way to his house, and he's on the phone. He's like, yo, you got to get on the podcast. Tell Cereal Milk I'm trying to get on. I'm like, what are you talking about? Who's Cereal Milk?
Motherfucker.
I'm like, who's Cereal Milk? He goes, Cereal Milk, your man, Cereal Milk. I'm like, oh, Henny Milk. And he goes, oh, that's his name? I thought it was Cereal Milk.
What the fuck? And that makes me think, how many people be fucking up my name? I guarantee you someone has called me Whole Milk. Fuck, what else do I got on this agenda that's worth talking about? I think I know why foot fetishes are a thing. Here's a new segment. Hear me out, but I think I understand it. You know how, like, sometimes photos of bitches are, like, sexier than, like, the full nude? Like, in, like, mad scandalous, like, you know, covering their titties with their fingers or whatever?
Yeah.
All right, so I was thinking, and you know how sometimes those photos be hitting harder because you're like, oh, damn, what? Like, I want to see the rest. I think that's why foot fetishes have become a thing. No one shows their fucking feet. Feet are ugly. People be hiding their feet. Over time, I think it's become a thing where guys are like, yo, like, oh, let me look at those fucking feet. That's all I got. I just thought of it the other day. That's all I got. I'm about to buy gold again. I got 17 unchecked likes, but they're probably all ugly because that means I didn't swipe on them. And that makes me nervous. I'm like, am I about to waste fucking $17?
More than likely.
Fuck. Actually, this bitch, who's Kayla? An extremely caring and giving person, family oriented, setting up goals in life that one special person would be amazed to have. I'm down to earth, 420 friendly.
Ooh.
Oh, this is like three paragraphs long. This is like MLA format. Oh, fuck. All right, let's see what else we got.
You mean CEI format?
What's CEI?
Oh man, that's MLA format, CEI format, CEEI format, claim.
What?
See, that's how they taught us in New York. It's claim, evidence, explanation, interpretation.
No, MLA format, like the header, the top.
Oh. Are you back? Are you back on Hinge?
They won't let me. They won't let me make one. I got fucking banned.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
I don't know how.
You're rude to that one girl.
Dude, I got screenshots of this bitch going to me. Hey, what's up? And then she goes, I bet you're a freak in bed, but I'm the one who gets banned? That's assault. That's sexual assault. Verbal sexual assault. But I am. Internet Phantoms Podcast. I see you 40% women viewers. I see the analytics.
Shout out all the females that listen to us. I love you all.
Shout out the females.
I don't even care if you're ugly.
Shout out the females and shout out India. I see y'all. Y'all keep creeping up. More percentage. I love you, India.
We gonna eat some curry. Turn up.
I'm excited. She looks like someone who will fucking like me back, whatever. 2 miles away. 2 fucking miles away. I'll walk to the pussy.
You should just go start yelling her name. Like, just go walk 2 miles and just start yelling.
Oh my god, you dare me too, dude. That's content.
Kayla!
Kayla! Dude, actually, no, I can't because my new manager is a fucking neighbor. He lives on the opposite side of my fucking street, which is very weird. But let's just hope the discounts are nice.
Yeah, no, now you can't do no ratchet ass shit at your own house.
I'm barely even outside anyway. I'm fucking a junkie. Well, I'm not fucking a junkie. I'm a fucking junkie.
They just hired a junkie, but they don't know.
Thank you so much for listening, viewers, you ghouls, goblins, boys, girls, a whole lot of you. This has been the Internet Phantoms Podcast, @fuckfaced at all platforms, @hennymilk all platforms, @podcastphantoms all platforms.